What does the Bible say about the power of words and its relationship to curses? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings, my brothers and sisters in Christ and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we've been talking over the past several weeks about changing your life. In our first broadcast, we talked about the importance of faith and faith confession in changing one's life and circumstances. In our last broadcast, we began a discussion of the role of curses and their effect on our faith walk and in our life circumstances, particularly when we are praying and praying and nothing seems to be getting better, and over long periods of time, nothing seems to change. We said in our last broadcast that that's almost always a sign of the presence of an unbroken curse that needs to be broken. And we said that some people say, well, I don't believe that as a Christian a curse can affect me because the Bible says Jesus became a curse for me, right? Right. But there are also principles in the Bible that you have to apply to take possession of that finished work of the cross. It also says in the scripture, Jesus died once for all men. All men aren't saved, are they? Well, if he died once for all men, what's happened? They didn't take possession of it. So one of the principles is, yes, you're freed from the curse by the finished work of the cross, but everything in the kingdom of God must be taken possession of by grace, God's favor to you, through faith. And faith involves a faith confession. We say faith confession brings possession. And so we have to confess the breaking of the curse and taking possession of our freedom from the curse, just as we had to confess and take possession of our salvation. When we heard the gospel, we said, you and I said, I want that. And you prayed a sinner's prayer, a commitment prayer, to take possession of it. See, there are three principles of the kingdom in quick review. One, it's granted by grace. That is God's favor, love, and power, and victory, and perfection of you. Two, it is taken possession of by faith, and faith involves faith-filled words spoken over the circumstance or your life or your faith walk or your loved ones or whatever. That's called faith confession. And three, the kingdom is demonstrated by action. So if you want a healing, you have to lay hands first and act on that first. If you want to get prayer, you have to pray first. You have to take an action first. So action precedes manifestation. Three principles of the kingdom. One, it is granted by grace. Two, I hope you're taking notes. Two, it is taken possession of by faith. Three, it is demonstrated or manifested by action. Now, if you understand those things, we can get right into what we were talking about last week, and that is the self-inflicted curse. We said there were three kinds of curses. There are self-inflicted curses. There are curses spoken by others. And there are generations curses that go down in the family line for four generations. And we said that when things don't seem to get better, as we are praying and praying and praying, and a long period of time seems to be passing and passing and passing, that one of the things that you have to think about is a block to answered prayer, and that is usually the presence of a curse. Now, there are other blocks to answered prayer, among the biggest of which are negative attitudes or emotions, in particular unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger, hate, spite, and the like, or just plain unforgiveness. You'll not get anything from God with unforgiveness in your heart. And so repentance is required in many of these instances. And we said in our last broadcast that Proverbs says a curse without cause will not come. So if you have a block in your life to change of any kind, the first thing you need to go looking for is an unbroken or an unrecognized curse. Most of the time, these are self-fulfilling vows or self-fulfilling prophecies that an individual speaks over himself or herself through ignorance. For instance, someone comes out of a broken relationship, a young woman who has been badly hurt or jilted by a man, and she says, I'll never trust another man again. Now, that's a self-inflicted curse as well as an inner vow. And guess what the scripture says? Vows are binding. And so what happens is the young lady wants to develop a relationship with someone in the future, but every time someone comes into her life, nothing develops, or it develops for a short period, then the relationship falls apart. And there is a pattern of that over and over and over. Now, listen, that can happen even without a curse, because sometimes people have assigned to them by the enemy Satan's spirit of love. It's a demonic spirit, okay? It works in the love life of the person, and what Satan's spirit of love does is it keeps them single. And so sometimes you have to find out if that's generational. Is it in more than one member of the family, in which case it's a generation's curse, or you have to find out if it's been spoken over them or formed against them through witchcraft, or whether it was self-inflicted. Because you invite that spirit in by your inner vows or your self-inflicted curses, see? Now, how about other self-inflicted curses? Well, there are such curses as saying, my father never amounted to anything, I'll never amount to anything. Well, you've just shot yourself in the foot if you talk that way. You see, remember what we said last week? Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruits of it. Now, notice that what the Bible is saying is the tongue has power, and that power produces fruits. Well, fruits only come from seed. Those who engage it will eat the fruits of it. Fruit comes from seed. The power is in the tongue. Therefore, the seed that the tongue produces are words. Words are seeds. And negative words are negative seeds that produce negative fruit in your life. And positive words are positive seeds that produce positive fruit in your life. And so you must understand that your words must be selected and controlled if you are to get the maximum out of your faith walk. Now, folks, this is pure Bible. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Those who engage it will eat the fruits of it. Not may eat the fruits of it. Not might eat the fruits of it. Will eat the fruits of it. Proverbs 18:21. Now, what is it saying? What it's saying is this. Your life follows your words. Your words that come out of your mouth create your life circumstances around you. That's what it's saying. Your life follows your words. Okay? Your life, your faith walk, your change of circumstances will never rise higher than your faith confession. And they will be negative if your confession is negative, because you can put faith in the negative the way you can put faith in the positive. You get a person who says, oh, my father died of a heart attack, I'll probably die of a heart attack. Or, oh, my father died of a stroke, I'll probably die of a stroke. Oh, my mother died of breast cancer, I'll probably die of breast cancer. You see, you start talking that way and you are putting faith in the negative. You can put faith in the negative the way you can put faith in the positive. And so your life circumstances, your change of circumstances, your life, your faith walk will never rise higher than your faith confession. Your life follows your words. Watch out. One of the ways to get cancer is to talk cancer, say. One of the ways to get a stroke is to talk a stroke. One of the ways to get a heart attack is to talk a heart attack. One of the ways to be fat is to keep talking your fat problem, or your overeating problem, or your obesity problem. And you're never going to lose weight, and you're never going to get thinner, and you're never going to take off fat until you start talking faith over the circumstance first, using the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. Until you start speaking to the mountain, Mark 11:23 and 24. If you say to the mountain, see, you got to speak to it. Say, if you say to the mountain, be uprooted and cast into the sea, believing without doubt in your heart, you shall have whatsoever you say. Notice how Mark 11:23 starts. If you say, how does it end in 24? You shall have whatsoever you say. The power of words. Words are seeds. And so the mountain is the problem. The mountain is the circumstance that needs changing. The mountain is that aspect of your life that needs to be different.
So even the New Testament scripture supports the Old Testament scripture. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. And so faith confession brings possession, and that faith confession is an action, and action precedes manifestation. So your action must be to talk the right things to break self-inflicted curses or inner vows off of your life. When you recognize them, you've got to confess them, repent of them, renounce them, and tell the Lord Jesus Christ or Father God, and I retract those words and I break them off of me in Christ Jesus' name. Now listen, once you break a self-inflicted curse or a self-fulfilling prophecy, as some people call it, some people call it an inner vow, okay, they all mean the same thing, okay, once you do that, you must speak the opposite aloud, because that's seed also, huh? So you must speak a blessing in place of the curse. See, that's very important to understand. So your action must be to talk the right things, to speak the right things over your life, to speak the right things over your circumstances, and to even speak the right things over your loved ones. See, if your son James is a behavior problem, there's no sense in talking about his negative behavior and all of the things that he does, because your seeds have power, your words have power, and by your negative discussions, okay, you are continuing to seed the problem. But you see, faith looks at the things that are not yet and confesses them as if they are. Huh? And so isn't it better instead to talk about James in the line of blessing rather than in the line of negative words about what he's doing? How about, I thank you, Lord, for what James is becoming? See, that's a positive faith confession. You're walking by faith, not by sight, not by what he's doing. God's working in his life. He is a work in progress. God's not done with him yet, okay? And so you just seed that, and you encourage that, and thank the Lord for what he's becoming. And you can confess other things over James or whoever, okay, which will be positive things. I thank you, Lord, for breakthrough in James's life. I thank you, Lord, for healing in James's life. I thank you, Lord, for circumcision of the heart from the flesh in James's life. I thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. And you can go on and on and on. You see, the point is to speak the right things over your life, your circumstances, your loved ones, but to speak them in faith, which is trust on the Lord Jesus Christ. To speak the promises of God, to speak positive words regarding the fulfillment of your needs or those of your loved ones. See, then breaking the curse and speaking the blessing. Now, it's an important thing because the power is in your words, you see, okay? And guess what? His anointing, the anointing of Jesus, is that power upon your life that all that you speak by faith comes to pass. The anointing backs every word you say in faith. Hebrews 3:1 says, consider Jesus Christ, the high priest of our anointing. The high priest, correct that, Mikey, I'm sorry, go back on that. Consider Jesus Christ, the high priest of our confession. Now this is important, folks. Jesus is the high priest of our confession. What does the high priest do? He goes into the heavenly tabernacle before the Father. What does Jesus do in the heavenly tabernacle before the Father? Hebrews 3:1 just told you. He is high priest of our confession. He goes to the Father and he speaks to the Father our confession, our faith-filled words. Now, here's how it works. When he speaks our faith-filled words to the Father, faith-filled words fulfill the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. What is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ? There are two laws mentioned in Romans 7 and 8, the law of sin and death, and the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. The law of sin and death says that your negative words and the curses you speak, anything which is not of faith is sin, and it brings forth death. So you can be a born-again, Spirit-filled Christian talking negatively over yourself, your life circumstances, your family members, your relatives, etc., and you can be shooting yourself in the foot as a born-again, Spirit-filled Christian walking in the death cycle. Or you can walk in the life cycle. Now, if your confession is in line with the Word of God, faith confession brings possession. Now, how? It fulfills the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. Well, what is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ? It's the law of grace, God's favor and love and power and victory to you, which you and I cannot earn nor deserve, because God is a faith God and He loves to hear your faith. So Jesus goes before the Father as high priest of our confession. He confesses to the Father our faith-filled words. Those faith-filled words go to the ears of the Father. And Father God is a faith God. It fulfills the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. That is the law of grace, God's power and victory and love to you. And Father God releases the grace from the throne directly upon you or your loved ones or your circumstances. And change comes. Changed lives. And that's why Jesus Christ is alive today doing the same things that he did nearly 2,000 years ago, because he is high priest to all who believe. You see, let me tell you something, my friends out in the radio listening audience. You cannot get that stuff from Buddha. Buddha is dead. You cannot get that stuff from Mohammed. Mohammed is dead. You cannot get that stuff from Krishna. Krishna is dead. You cannot get that stuff from Confucius. Confucius is dead. You cannot get that stuff from any of the Japanese sages or the other Chinese sages, because they are dead. You can't get it from any popes. You can't get it from any Protestant ministers. You can't get it from any Catholic priests. You can't get it from me. You can only get it from Jesus. And Jesus is alive today as he was 2,000 years ago, and his Holy Spirit is still present on the earth, one with him and the Father, and his Holy Spirit is still working the works of God. And how do you know that it's true and that I'm not lying to you and I'm not pushing something that's not real? The evidence is the evidence of changed lives, changed circumstances. When you apply the principles, the Bible proves itself. Go ahead. Try to do it with the Koran. Try to do it with a Bhagavad Gita. Try to do it with the Upanishads or any of the other scriptures of those other religions. It won't work. Never did work, never will work. And that's why those countries are still in the poverty that they have been in for millennia. But if you embrace the Lord Jesus Christ, his covenant promises and your faith-filled words will bring forth abundance and prosperity, because that is part of the covenant God made with Abraham and the Gentile, that is the church. And the members of the church, those who become Christians, are grafted into that covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, and the covenant blessings flow by your faith-filled words. Now let me ask you a question. Are you in covenant with Jesus? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? He can change your life today as he changed lives 2,000 years ago. And when you see it happen, you'll see it self-proving and that it's very, very real. Jesus is alive and Jesus is coming soon, very, very soon. But it is a coming of judgment for unbelievers. Because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but through me. Jesus says, the way to eternal life is narrow, and few there are that enter into it. And the way to destruction is wide, and many there are that enter into it. Don't get caught up in that, friend. Listen to me, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and if you need to know how to apply these principles that we are teaching, open your heart today to the Lord Jesus Christ and invite Him in. Today's as good a day as any. Tomorrow may be too late. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. We all need to be saved from our sins because the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All includes you and me. Every sinner needs a Savior. Are you ready? Pray this prayer with me now to invite Jesus Christ into your heart. I promise you, my friend, you'll never again be the same. Pray it with me now aloud, turning from your sin. Jesus will clean you up.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith. And faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get yourself water and Holy Spirit baptized, and get into a community of Christians where you can be taught the Word of God and how to apply these principles. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus is present on the earth in His Spirit and that He is real is the evidence of changed lives. Well, what else does the Bible tell us about changing our life? Let's talk more about it next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.